Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Yes, it's true. Even I get sucked into Black Friday madness. And about 8 years ago, I answered a call, a dare from my family to brave Black Friday for a $200 shopping spree. I know, it's totally crazy, but I do love a good dare. And who doesn't love some free money? But I certainly learned a few lessons about how you can win on Black Friday and not be one of the 66 million people expected to go into debt. I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking that time I took the Black Friday dare and Black Friday deals.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
This episode of Millennial Money is brought to you by Lincoln. Stay tuned to hear more about the well-connected 2019 Lincoln MKC. You're not going to want to miss this. Now, on to the podcast episode. It all started with a dare a few years ago. My family dared me to get up at 2 a.m., go stand in line for at least one Black Friday sales opening, like actually in person, not online. And the idea of standing in line with hundreds of other people waiting for the store doors to open, it didn't sound like something I was exactly excited to experience, but if you know me, you know I love a good challenge. I am up for any challenge that you throw at me, specifically if you're going to actually put some dollars behind it. So $200 may not seem like a lot of money, but I'm thinking, okay, If I got to wake up in the morning, I could do it if someone's going to give me $200 to go shop and buy whatever I wanted to buy. I mean, how could I say no? So on that Friday, literally after gorging myself with turkey the day before, because that's what you do on Thanksgiving, right? You eat way too much. I say that anything that they put on the Thanksgiving table has absolutely no calories. So I don't freak out about it. I just, you know, I can undo those calories later. But I remember getting into bed that night thinking, okay, am I really going to do this? Like, am I really going to get up really early and I'm going to put on clothes and I am going to go out and brave the public all for $200? And that whole night, as I was falling asleep, you know, back and forth in my head, I was going, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm not going to do this. It's really warm and toasty in bed, but I really want to meet a good dare. So the alarm went off and I opened my eyes, slowly grabbed some clothes, and I just got into the car. I didn't even think twice about it because I knew if I took a minute, there was no way I was actually going to do this. And it was funny, if you've ever gone to a Black Friday sale in person, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It. As it got closer and closer to the mall, I could see just hundreds of cars piling into the parking garage. It was like they knew a secret that I didn't know. And I thought, where did all of these people come from? Because as I was leaving my house, driving to the mall, there were no other people on the road. Maybe a few, of course, but I mean, it wasn't as crazy as just the throngs of lights that I saw going into the parking garage. And I thought, okay, well, I'm not the only crazy person, A, and other people must know something about this Black Friday thing that I don't really know. But I also honestly wanted to just turn the car around so many times, go back and go to sleep and avoid all of this, because I've found as I've gotten older, the idea of hanging out in a crowd isn't exactly my idea of fun. I don't really like going to theme parks. Jeff is this huge Disney fanatic. He used to work at Disney, so he knows like all the secret places. He knows where all the restrooms are that people don't know about. So he's a really good person to have with you at Disney, but he loves that. Like, he loves the madness. He loves the people. I could totally do without it. The idea of standing in a line for 90 minutes or a couple hours just to go on a really short ride is really not my idea of fun. I know people love it and you may love it. You may love Disney. You may love all of that experience, but there's just a million other things that I would so much rather do with my time. So I started to break out into a sweat as I was driving in the parking garage because I was thinking, oh my God, I'm going to have to somehow stand in line with all of these people. And I don't know how long it's going to take, but I thought, okay, I'm going to hit up Target because Target has a little bit of everything. And I mean, who doesn't love Target? You can buy almost everything at Target. And I thought, they'll probably have some of the best deals. So that's probably like the first place that I should go. And as I walked around the corner and I could see the line for Target, it was really like deep breath time. And I stood in line. There were lots of sleepy people in their PJs, some with big mugs of coffee in their hands. And I thought, okay, pajamas, like at least I put on some clothes. But I really could understand if you're going to get up that early in the morning, like, why not just go in your pajamas? Who cares what you look like? You're not there for a fashion show. You're just there to score an awesome deal. But once the doors opened, that is really when the sheer sense of panic totally came over me. It felt like you were in the craziest club and people were just, I don't even think my feet touched the ground because it was almost like it was airlifted into Target. And I don't know what these people were thinking because clearly we were the only crazy idiots that were there that early in the morning. So of course we were going to get the deals. I mean, there was no way around it. We were the first ones in line, but I don't, it's like this hysteria that happens with people on Black Friday. It's the craziest thing. If you've ever gone out to Black Friday, you know what I mean? And I've seen this in other countries. We were in Canada, actually, the day after Thanksgiving. They call it something different in Canada, but the mall was insane with people trying to get these deals. We were in Europe a couple years ago, and there were Black Friday stuff all over. And I thought, Black Friday has made it to Europe. That is really... We have really negatively influenced the world if suddenly now the whole world is picking up on these Black Friday shopping sprees, shopping ganzas. I don't know what the right word is. But the same thing in Europe. People were just like crazy lunatics. It was like something, some force came over them. And I've never seen anything like it. But anyway, back to Target. So literally was just pushed into the store. A couple of people got trampled and people were kind of screaming things. And they had a person, I think it was a couple people at the front door handing out flyers that had coupons and things like that for us crazy people that were there that early. And there was just paper like flying everywhere in the air. I don't know. People were just possessed. And It took me a minute to realize that, okay, I was actually in the same midst of all these possessed people, and I really wanted to see where they were going. But in the same sense, I thought, okay, if everybody is running around crazy, that must mean that there are good deals, so I should probably get my stuff together, and I should figure out my strategy plan. But for an hour, I wandered around the store because I was so completely mesmerized by people and what they were doing. I went by the toy section and people were grabbing toys out of other people's hands. I swear it was the craziest experience I have ever experienced shopping. And as I wandered through the store, I thought, okay, this is a bad idea because I don't really have an action plan. I just made it to the store. That was part of the dare. The dare was just to get up, stand in line, and literally make it to the store. But I thought, okay, I need to put together a little plan because otherwise I'm just going to buy a ton of stuff that I don't actually need. I should probably buy something that maybe I'll use or maybe I'll need. And so I took out my phone and started to jot down some notes, maybe things I could think about. Meanwhile, people are just like rushing by me. They're probably thinking like, who is this crazy blonde-haired girl who's just standing in Target as we're all, you know, we're all rushing by. But I started to look at some of the stuff and honestly, the deals, they didn't feel like deals at all. Some of the stuff felt like, okay, I think I just saw that price, that very same price the week before. How is that a Black Friday deal? And sure, some things were significantly discounted, or at least they felt like they were significantly discounted, but I didn't see things that were dramatic deals where I was seriously motivated to spend my money on them. And yet people were just running around like they were winning a prize for being there themselves. I thought, okay, maybe everybody's family put them up to this kind of crazy dare, but I can never ever do a Black Friday again. I mean, that was kind of the one and done. Like, give me my $200. Sure, I spent the money. I don't even remember what I bought. I probably bought some clothes and some makeup. And, you know, I was just trying to do anything to kind of get it up to $200. And the extra cash was great. So I'm certainly not complaining there. But there were long lines, pushy people. I don't think the deals were that great. And so the experience, it didn't feel worth the hype. And I've asked a lot of my friends who religiously, they will not shop online. They just religiously go to Black Friday sales, asking them, is this your experience? And everyone's like, well, yeah, that's why we do it. We do it for all of the craziness. So I think there's a maybe a method to the madness, and there's a reason why people like that hysteria feel. And I'm sure that the retailers love it because that hysteria is what gets you to just buy more stuff because you're feeling like, if I don't pick something up and put it in my cart, I look like an idiot compared to all of these other people. So of course, then the money expertise started to click in, that piece of my brain that was like, okay, let's see what we can learn from this. And I definitely learned some key takeaways from that fateful morning that I think are really going to help you if you decide to also brave Black Friday. Introducing a vehicle that listens and responds to you, the well-connected 2019 Lincoln MKC. With Amazon Alexa enabled with Sync 3 App Link, you have access to all the skills and services that you already enjoy on your Echo. Alexa is activated by the sound of your voice and responds using your car speakers. Learn more at Lincoln.com/Wondery. Available via iPhone with Sync 3 with software version 3.0. Commands may vary by phone and App Link software. Don't drive while distracted. Use voice-operated systems when possible and don't use handheld devices while driving. iPhone is a trademark of Apple Inc., registered in the U.S. and other countries. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. "Talkin' Money" under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress toward your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters, and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Okay, so the first thing I learned, and this is going to sound so obvious, but you never go to a Black Friday sale, whether you're shopping online or you're going to brave and go physically shop Black Friday without a shopping list. And this is one of the ways, too, you can avoid overspending at the grocery store. I've worked with so many different people that say that going to the grocery store is like this pit for them where things just end up in the cart. Like you go with all good intentions and then you check out and every time it's like $100+ and you feel like you haven't gotten anything. So the same thing works with shopping. You've got to have a list. And it may be a list of things you need or looking through your wardrobe first and saying, okay, I need a black sweater, I need a new pair of jeans, I want, because we all, I mean, seriously, do we all need more clothes? I don't know. I'll argue yes, because I do love shopping. But even I got swept up in the idea of Black Friday shopping and really committed the cardinal sin of just not having a list. So I ended up spending more money than I had anticipated. I definitely spent over that $200. And I am guilty of this almost every Black Friday because I know better. And the Black Fridays where I've actually taken the time to prepare a little bit ahead of time and create a list of those things, those items that I'm looking for, that's where I don't go over budget because I know what I need. I'm not just aimlessly shopping. I also always use a price compare app, and I started doing this a few years ago, and it has helped tremendously, particularly for big ticket items. There are so many different apps and sites that let you price compare before you go shopping. One of my favorites, it's actually simply called blackfriday.com. I'll have a link to all this stuff in the show notes, so you can just head over there if you're looking for these resources, but you can figure out what stores are going to offer you the best deals so you don't spend more money than you should, particularly if you're going to buy something like a TV or one of those big ticket items that costs more than $50 to $60. You know, something where you're spending $100 plus. Using this app has been a lifesaver for me because then I know, okay, I don't have to look at 10 different stores. I know this store, or this online reseller has literally, legitimately the best deal on that particular item. And I just go there and I just buy it. I'm not even distracted with everything else. And that is, I think, if I can speak for retailers, I think that's really the key of what they try to do on Black Friday is distract you so much and get your brain so mushy that you forget everything. You forget your budget. You forget the bills you have to pay. You forget what's in your bank account. You forget that you have debt on your credit cards and you are just fixated on buying stuff at all costs. But the people who do Black Friday right, you can score deals. You can really maximize Black Friday, shop for the holidays for yourself, for your family, whatever it is. I don't judge if you just want to shop for yourself. we've done that a few years in a row and we're like, all right, so maybe we're not going to buy our family anything, or we're just going to buy them small things, or maybe we're going to use the points on our credit card to buy them things, and then we're going to shop for ourselves. So I'm right there with you. I'm as guilty as you are. It's not even really guilty because I don't think it's a sin. I don't think it's a bad thing. One year we actually did, this was the best thing. If you want to ever want to do something for your family that is hilarious and you have a sick sense of humor like we have, we bought our entire family stuff from As Seen on TV. So they all got those really weird things that you see on the As Seen on TV commercials. Those were their gifts. I mean, they're really useful things, like the pan where you can cook an omelet and like flip it over and it just pops out of there. That's really handy. There was like a flexi hose thing, like the strange hose that you could use. It's really handy. Oh yeah, there's this weird back scratcher, back washer thing that you can use in the shower. It looks really terrible. Like, it looks obscene. It's probably not something you'd want to hang in your shower if you had friends over that actually could see into your shower, but it's super useful. I use it like as a loofah and whatever. I'm going off on a tangent here. But if you ever want to do something super funny for your family, I highly suggest you go with that theme, because everybody looked at their gift first and was like, you bought me something from As Seen on TV? And we're like, yeah, of course you did. And then they figured out how useful and amazing the gifts are, and they still use them to this day. So I'm just saying, who's laughing now? The second thing that I learned, which really, all these things are so obvious, but we don't do them, is the budget piece. Even as a financial professional, I overlooked this for so many years. And I'm like, why am I overspending? Oh, duh, because I'm not actually setting a limit for myself. So whether you're shopping online or you're going to a mall on Black Friday, if you do, may the force be with you, just set a budget for each person. This is what we do. This is how we actually stay in budget, is we say, okay, these are the people that we're going to spend $25 on or $50 on or whatever it is. They don't have to know the dollar amount. You're not sharing that with them. That's just for you. And then there's an app called The Christmas List. And on that app, you can actually track your spending for each different person. So you can make sure that you're staying within your grand budget and then you're staying within the budget for each particular person. It's so much easier to use these apps because they're really handy and they just think for you. So you don't have to do any of the hard work thinking. And then I mentioned credit card points, and I know I talk about this a lot on the podcast, but they really are so valuable. If you have them, the holidays is when they come in handy and they can be worth cash in your pocket. You can use them for gift cards. You can actually get the gift card and then go buy a gift with the gift card, so you're not giving a gift card to your family member. But there's lots of different, most credit cards you could get gift cards for movies, for restaurants, for travel, for shopping. They now run the gamut. So be sure and check your credit cards before you shop, both online and in person, so that you can compare the value of the price of your points so you know what you're working with. There's a mobile app from creditcards.com that actually helps you track the value of your points and helps you figure out which points are more valuable than the other ones. It's a brilliant app. I love it. I use it all the time for credit card points because sometimes it's hard to keep track. We have multiple different credit cards and I don't always know how many points I have on each card and what cards work together. And I just need somebody to think for me. And there are tons of resources out there. I'm going to put a link actually in the show notes to a Go Banking Rates wonderful holiday shopping kind of composite that they put together. They have all these different articles on shopping tips and deals for Black Friday. And they even have a giveaway now where you can enter to win $1,000 shopping spree. So you're going to want to check that out and enter. $1,000 is much better than $200. I'm just saying. And if travel is your jam, I'm so right there with you. There is amazing deals for travel. A lot of other things there aren't great deals. But travel is one of the things where I have found amazing deals around Black Friday. There's actually a day called Travel Tuesday, which is the Tuesday after Black Friday. And if you're looking to travel somewhere next year or even at the end of this year, you can find such amazing deals, but you're going to need a strategy. So I was thinking about this the other day. I recently had a wonderful, fun brain MRI to figure out my hearing issue. And I've had an MRI in the past, so I kind of knew what I was expecting, but they had to do this one with an IV and all sorts of fun stuff. And I was trying to do everything just to stay calm, not move my head, and also just not freak myself out, because the thought of having a brain MRI is not something that is super fun, as you can imagine. And so as I was laying there, because I'm in this tube that's basically right on top of me for a little over a half an hour, and I'm trying to think about all these different things, and I thought, okay, let me think about life and things I want to achieve. Like, let me think about good things, happy things, because there's something about this whole health thing I've gone through in the last month that is really, it's got me focused a little bit differently. I mean, I was already going in this direction, but this really, I know it sounds cheesy, but this just really makes me appreciate the things I have and where I'm at, but also is a reminder to me to just relax and not worry so much about career and not worry so much about money and bills and all that stuff that just really drags me down. It's sort of my end of the year project, just to de-stress, get healthy, keep doing what I'm doing, and have some fun this holiday. So anyway, the point of my story is I started to think of all of the places that I wanted to visit. I want to eat pizza in Rome and Naples. I want to stay in a boutique hotel on the Greek island of Folegandros. If you have not checked it out, it is so beautiful. And I found this amazing boutique hotel that is like everything you could want in a Mediterranean by the sea boutique hotel. I want to trek through Scotland and trace my ancestors' roots. My ancestors are from Scotland and England, and I've never been to those two countries, and I'm totally dying to go. I want to take a month off and go see all of Scandinavia. It is beautiful. When we went to Sweden, I just loved it. I want to see everything. I want to eat every single freaking pastry that they make, because they know a lot about pastries. I want to go back to Africa and give back and go on a safari with Jeff. Oh, and I want to go to New England. I want to go to a road trip where the leaves change, because the leaves don't change a lot here in Los Angeles, but I want to go there. I want to eat lobster and just have the like quintessential New England experience. Gotta stay in an overwater villa in French Polynesia. And see, I mean, that's just for starters. So I literally work to travel, and I'm going to be the first one to admit it. That is what I do. That is where any excess money goes to savings, retirement goals, and definitely into a travel fund because of all of these wonderful places I want to go to. But I've heard from a little birdie that knows a lot about holiday travel that the app that I use all the time called Hopper is actually going to have a 20 to 40% off travel deals on the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. I love Hopper. It's one of the apps I use all the time to track flights. You can set up notifications and they'll send you a notification when a flight is on sale to a particular city. So it's definitely in my mainstay of my travel search. But I'd also arm yourself with some other travel sites and apps if you really want to score a deal on Travel Tuesday. These are the ones that I use over and over and over again. And this is our system. So first we look at a flight on Google Flights and we try to find the right day search. You know, we look for, okay, if we go from a Tuesday to Tuesday or Wednesday to Wednesday or Wednesday to Friday, we try to find the right day combination. That's the word I'm looking for, combination. So first I use Google Flights. Then I go over to a site called Momundo and I'll look at those dates and I'll see, okay, what sites are having the best deal on that particular flight. I also check Priceline, Skyscanner, love Skyscanner, and a new site I recently heard about. It's called Skip Lagged, and it finds loopholes in hidden city deals. And I've heard it's a bit controversial, and some of the airlines don't like you to know about it, but you know, I'm thinking you should know about it. And then if I want to use miles, the real trick is that you check 330 days out, because that's when the airlines load their rewards for the best travel deals. I know that feels like such a long time out, but if you're wanting to use miles, that's where you're going to get the best bang for your buck. So in all seriousness, it's Black Friday. We got to have some fun. You got to spend some money. Maybe you make a few mistakes. Who cares? A recent survey by Declutter found, as I teased in the opening, that 66 million Americans will go into debt after the holiday season. That's a lot of Americans. The average American plans to spend $600 on holiday gifts this year. 2 in 5 U.S. consumers will seek additional income to pay for gifts. Wow. 1 in 4 are likely to go into debt this holiday season. And the average American spends 40% more on their significant other than is expected from their partners. Huh, interesting. So our partners aren't expecting us to spend that much, but we're spending a lot more on our partners. I think we all givers. We all like to give. So my friends, I'll be the first to admit, I'm going to partake in some Black Friday shopping. It's not going to be in person. I've learned my lesson, but it's going to be online. But I'm going to do it smart with limits, a budget, and I'm going to make sure I'm actually getting a deal as best as I possibly can. So I hope you'll join me in giving credit card companies the middle finger this year and saying no to high interest debt. That feels like a great way to enjoy Black Friday and to have some fun. Big thanks again to Lincoln for sponsoring this episode of Millennial Money Podcast. Want to learn more about the awesome Well-Connected 2019 Lincoln MKC? I bet you do. Head on over to lincoln.com/Wondery and join us back here next Tuesday for a fresh episode of Millennial Money Podcast.